many, many years ago now, we was looking after goats for friends. There was four of them. They were only sort of small nanny goats, but they loved this little toy that was set up for them on their land. It was like a child's roundabout, and with everything sort of like shaved off the top, and it was like a flat bed. And they used to get on that and run like crazy, and this thing used to be, it was like a treadmill.
For a goat's treadmill?
For a goat's treadmill. And it used to amaze me. And the owner said, look, don't go near them when they're on it, because they tend to stop and then they get thrown off. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay. But that's why you said the goats can climb trees.
They can climb.
Their hooves dig in and they run round. And this thing's whirling round. And I'm thinking, well, how on earth? And I'm getting closer and closer and closer. All of a sudden, this goat's propelled towards me. And it's landed on me chest. Ooh. I've fallen over. I've got up. And the head of the goat, because they're quite bony animals,
yes,
has knocked me out.
What? Spark out unconscious? Unconscious?
Yeah. The only way I know I was unconscious, because I'd pinned the goat to the floor, and it started putting its tongue in my ear and woke me up. And by that time, my wife had come round from the front, and she said... She said, what are you doing to that goat? I said, it's falling on me. I said, well, you're on top of it.
Yes. Did she believe you?
It was my own stupidity for going near it. And I mean, it's like anything. If a goat is right over the top of you, and obviously the only way for that goat to come is down, you don't stand underneath it, do you?
Well, this is a recurring observation, Paul. Quite a few people are subscribing to this school of sort of goat-related caution. If there is a goat above you in a precarious position, then should the goat leave the precarious position and land on your head, you only have yourself to blame.
Exactly. And that's why, I mean, my nose doesn't look the same as what it was, never did. But I never blame the owners.
You blame yourself.
I blame myself.
Yeah, but you weren't at work. Your job didn't involve goats on roundabouts.
But I still made a bad call.
You did make a bad call.
It was still a bad call getting near them. It was curiosity that killed the cat that day, because I didn't know how they could stay on, because it was just a flat bit of wood, you see.
Yeah.
And there must be something about a goat's hoof.
Cloven.
It's obviously, I can well imagine that these policewomen had quite serious injuries, because they're hard. I mean, the goat's head, I mean, I'm quite a big man, but I was out for the count for
Forgive me if this seems a little insensitive in the circumstances, but how was the goat?
Well, she seemed okay on the fact that she tried to bring me round by licking my ear, but no, she was fine. Yeah. In fact, she was on the wheel again.
She was straight back up. Well, that's the way to do it.
But it's to be quite honest with you, I mean, you chuckle at this story, but if you go on to YouTube and you look up durable Abergeddon,
I think we might leave it there actually. I don't mean led into uncharted territories, Paul, however charming the guide may be.